Yasmin.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. I saw your message. I'm going to call you maybe Sunday.
Okay. Either in the morning before the class or after. And I can
Yes.
share with you. I'm going to send you, okay, that you ask about. Sounds
Okay.
good.
Good. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula chumincha. Ta.
Ruby.
Tavel rilat amcha sagmenu tahareinu noah kufreshayim simtet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat sham Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Kamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. The letters of the month of Av. The Kaf that created the planet Shemesh, Chama, we call it the sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion, the astrological sign of Leo. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Na'el Adatah, Het Kufbet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodeya Talumot, Shin Kufav, Zadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy within that creation, and we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for that purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apaim Ve'ral chesed ve'ermet. Notzer chesed la'alafim. Notzer ha'on wa'fesha. Ve'chata'a ve'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year 5777, known as the year of the goat. And we do this by studying two verses that have the same energy from the Tanakh. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu. Urchimud, hilud, hilu, urchimu. Le'achta l'shem yud he bevav he. Bi'echudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevashinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we will connect to the year 5776, known as the year of the pause. This verse also has two years, two verses. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Paraka Kohanim Hayulimat. Velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechaschum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. And the second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, recall, Hamachavui, Asher Yichabei Sham Lishavtem Eilael Nachon, Wehalachti Yichem, Wehayim Yeshno, Baretz Vechipaski, O Tov Bekol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're going to connect to the 72 names of God by virtue of saying the names, utilizing the root vowel of each letter. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me me he shi la la he aka ata he ta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa He Heya Yozala Me Be He Reyo He Kome La Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pe He La Nula Chayo Yo Yo Me La He 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 Wa Nu ta he hai a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he ba wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey hey shi a me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me me yo he he a nu yo ha nu wa me he yo la me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And now we'll connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And we'll say these letters out loud using the root vowels as well. Wa 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 yo 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 ta be te a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da. La he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo bay, why hey ray. Why yo la hey say, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo hey wa me, ray hey a yo hey za. Hey she a hey me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa a la a re yo, a a la me ta hey. Wa hey wa da la yo, hey yo she a la me. Nu hey a nu wa ta, me la hey pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, hey be hey me sa la re. Wa hey be yo a hey, a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko, a la a, he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this 19th day of Av, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Mahir Huli, the author of the Me'am Leloez, a Sephardic classic Kabbalistic treatise. Rabbi Naftali ben Rabbi Yehuda of Nemirov. Rabbi Shimon Shalom ben Rabbi Menachem Kalish of Amshinov. And Rabbi Menachem Nachum ben Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan. And the eighth name of the Yana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class, and we can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page, or the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. That link takes you to a landing page with all of the parashas listed. Scroll down into the book of Deuteronomy, and you're looking for Parasha Ekev. And we'll start with section 1, Pasuk 1.
Wechaya ekev tishmeun et hamishpatim ha'alei wikdomer v'achla ata. Veshavata uvrachta et Hashem. Elohecha v'gomer pikuda dalivarka le'yalikucha berichu al kol madi akil. V'sha'ate v'itane v'hai alma v'ila v'rich ikre gazlan l'gabe kudsha b'richu diktiv gozel avin v'imo v'hauk muha havrayayo. Begin de vir kan de varich barnash likud shabarichu ate liam shaka chayin mim kora de chayelish mea likud shabarichu kadisha vil ularka. Aleya meha hu mishcha ila aviate beit mashka mitaman lekol alma.
Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments, When you have eaten and are replete, then you shall bless Hashem your Elohim. We are commanded to bless the Holy One, blessed be He. For everything we eat and drink and enjoy in this world, he who does not bless is considered as stealing from the Holy One, blessed be He. As it is written, he who robs his father or his mother. And the friends have explained that it applies to the Holy One, blessed be He. The blessings that a person gives the Holy One, blessed be He, are meant to draw life from the source of life, which is Bina, to the holy name of the Holy One, blessed be He. And these blessings are to pour on top of him from that supernal oil that is the abundance of Chokhmah. From there it is then drawn upon the whole world. My commentary. We bring the flow of dew, which is called Shefa, when we share a blessing with Hashem. Normally, people do not say, I am sharing a blessing with Hashem. People say they say a blessing. When we share a blessing with Hashem, we actually activate the flow of Shefa from Bina of Keter. Then the Shefa goes to Chachma of Keter, and then to drip to Malchut of Keter, and then to Keter of Chachma, and more, as we will discuss below. Pasuk 2. Uktivi akalta v'savata uverachta et Hashem Elohecha v'inun birkan arik parnash v'inun milin Mehahu bekora ila avit varkan kolinun dargin korin vit malyan vyarka alkalmin vit varkan kuhu kahada. It is also written, when you have eaten and are replete, then you shall bless Hashem your Elohim. By these blessings, a person pours out through his words abundance from the highest source, that is Bina, at the levels and sources of Zeranpin and Malchut, are blessed and filled with abundance to pour upon all the worlds, and everything is blessed together. My commentary. Why do we say a blessing before we eat when the verse in the Tanakh says, eat and become satisfied and then bless? The answer is we must bless before to start the flow of Shefa and then after in order to appreciate the flow and use the pleasures and goodness of the Creator in a balanced way. It is part of earning the light and removing bread of shame. Pasuk 3. V'yavit tirich barnash l'shiava'a reuteya v'raza divirkan v'gin di'it barkun avahanuvnin Kola kachada umandim varech lekudsha berich hu it berech benatil chulakeya meinun birkan bekad meita bekdekol alma betata akewan Dishma dekucha perihu mitbarech mitaman nachit peshara alresheya ulaka kadmaa behaukmi ukimna
Diktiv b'kol b'hamakom asher azkir et shemi av Elecha uveirachticha kewan dehahiyo baraka ityayo v'sharyayo al resheyo mitaman itparshat v'kol alma.
Therefore, a person needs to meditate on the secret of the blessings, so that the patriarchs who are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Zeranpin, and the children who are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Zeranpin, shall all be blessed together. Whoever blesses the Holy One, blessed be he, is blessed and receives his part from those blessed, from those blessings before the rest of the lower world. As soon as the name of the Holy One, blessed be he, is blessed from there, the initial portion of those blessings come down and rests on the head of the one who said the blessing. We have already provided an explanation for this, as it is written, in all places where I cause my name to be pronounced, I will come to you and I will bless you. After that particular blessing comes and rests on the head of the he who blessed, it spreads from there to the rest of the world. And I am adding, we send the blessing up to Keter and draw down the Shefa to be on our heads, and then to channel this Shefa that we cause by sharing the blessing to all parts of the world. This only occurs properly when we have this consciousness when saying the blessing, which is sharing the blessing with the Creator. Pasuk 4.
Bishata de'inun birkanachtim mitatran gohakal tapuchin kadishin Upag ye behu kama dargim dimanan Bealma dinachte behu viamre Umachri se daihu dorona Dishadar peloni lakuchabrihu Manatar nachte, levatar de nachte, meatar resha, hadad tzadik, taman salkin mitare, lenachta an acharanim, mile lavit malayo. Milela umit tata hai dikti birakot lerosh sadik kewan dehai darga it malyayo arik lehai kola kala umaymit aman nagdin
When these blessings descend, they are adorned within the field of holy apples, the field of holy apple trees, that is Malchut. Many levels of those nominated over the world meet them there and come down together with them, announcing and proclaiming that it is the gift that this person sent to the Holy One. Blessed be he. He asks, from which place do the blessings descend? And he replies, the blessings descend afterward from the place of the head of the righteous, that is Yesod of Zeranpin. The blessings first go up and cause other blessings from above to go down, and it is filled from those that descend from above and from those that ascend from below. This is the meaning of blessings are upon the head of the just. Once that level is filled up, it pours upon the bride, which is Malchut. Where do they flow and spread downward? My commentary. This pasuk is describing the process of direct light and returning light. The first aspect is direct light, which is the thought to send a blessing to the Creator. Since the Creator wants to be revealed, then the blessing is sent above to Hashem. This is returning light, which causes the flow of Shefa to start. Then the Shefa drips. The Hebrew word mazel comes from the shorash, to drip. The Shefa drips down to the rest of the head of one who sent the blessing. Then it can be utilized by others in a balanced way, since it includes all three aspects: right, which is sharing, left, which is receiving, and center, which includes both in a balanced way. The fifth pasuk. Kad salkini nun bir kan mitata leit pitcha upitcha leila leit mimana leila dila patach kolinun pitchin umacht reize veim rei bekolinun rakin Daihu Dorona Demalka Deshadar Biluni Dahu Dorona Bekiyoma Kadkayaut Umanihu Biraka Diativu Aleya Amen. De call Baracha de Yativu. Aleya Amen. Daihu de Kiyuma Kat Kayaut. When these blessings rise from below, there is no single opening above, and there is no appointee from up high that does not open these openings and declare throughout the firmaments, this is the gift to the king that so-and-so sent. That is a holy, proper gift. What is a full blessing? It is a blessing to which Amen was said. For every blessing to which Amen was said is a properly full blessing. My commentary. A full blessing is fulfilled and strengthened by another person saying Amen with the proper Kavanah. This will be explained further below. Please remember, it is always good to say your blessing in front of others who will say Amen. It is not good to say Amen to your own blessing. If you hear a blessing, always say Amen. If you send a blessing to Hashem, do so in a manner that others say Amen, but not you. Pasuk 6. Wake one dehai, birkata salka, called argin dileila. Kuhu's a meaning, Ligabehahu. Nehoradila, Nahir begin Lianhara, Ligabe the Kosha king. Irio, Birkata, Tisagin, Mivarkan, Laumatrin, Labitrin. Kadishin birazadi amen.
Amen Hu Raza Deki Shre Dekal Yehuda Ukdu Shabiraza Dimareya Umater Lahiyo Birkata Bitrin Elaim Kadka Yaut. When this blessing ascends, all the grades above summon the non-shining, namely Malchut, to shine on it. Even more so, if it is a blessing said by many, it is adorned with holy crowns by means of saying Amen. Amen is the secret of the connections within each unification and sanctification in accordance with the secret of his master. It properly adorns that blessing with sublime crowns. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one needs to understand what is the essence of Amen. Amen has no direct translation. Many nations and religions use the word of Amen, and they translate it as so let it be, and other words that are not complete or true. Amen is an acronym for the phrase Adonai, the truthful king, which in Hebrew is Emet Melech Ne'eman. Amen also has a gematria of 91, which is 65 plus 26. 65 is the gematria of the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and 26 is the name of Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey. These names are the attributes of God for the spiritual and physical worlds. When we say Amen, we actually unite the worlds of Zerantin and Malchut. This is the Kavanah to have when we say Amen. This is what fulfills the blessing as spoken above. Pasuk 7. Bekud shabarichu itre'e behu Be'inun dim varkin le'yavetiyuv ta'eya Be'vir kata dil tata de'ahiyo Be'vir kata salka Be'an hir butzina Ilana hir ve'it kariv Ve'it kif La betukpa Takifa alisalka Leila vial raza Dakitiv kimika bidi Akebed Ilain inun Dimvarkin leya Likud shabarichu Uvoze yekalu Ileninun Dilamivarkin Leya Likud shabarichu Uman in birkata Mipumehu. The Holy One, blessed be He, favors those that bless Him, and His passion is for the blessing that is below. That blessing rises and lights up the non-shining candle, which is Malchut, and strengthens it with a strong force to rise above, to unite with Zeranpin. About this secret, it is written, those who give me honor, I will honor. The verse refers to those who give blessings to the Holy One, blessed be He. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed, refers to those who do not bless the Holy One, blessed be He, and withhold any blessings from their mouths. My commentary. With this pasuk, we learn to be very cautious when we criticize or want to talk badly about someone. Instead of saying, "Someone who I despise," Hashem says he will lightly esteem that person. Also, this pasuk is teaching us about what is the purpose of emotions. Emotions need to be strong to elevate our blessing that we share with Hashem. If we do not send our blessing with passion, it does not get to where it is going and does not start the flow of Shefa. It is considered an empty blessing. This is my opinion. Pasuk 8.
Razadizrazin li nundiade hachmeta demare hon lemin da raza debir kan depefikude oraita uvkol hanaim vekisu kifin dehai alma learka Birkan me'ela letata. The secret of secrets is for those who have knowledge in the wisdom of their master to know the secret meanings of the blessings recited over the mitzvot of the Torah and over all the enjoyments and pleasures in this world to pour out blessings from above downward. My commentary. The verses opening up the gates of wisdom to reveal the inner essence of blessings. Many of these secrets are discussed in our classes on prayer on the Hashem website. Here is the link. I purposely am not giving you a direct link since I want you to build your vessel for this information. Pasuk 9. Bar birkan ditzlota deinun tikuna. Timarehon mitata leila umeila letata birkan dilavinun bitlota salkin mitata leila adimatu goinehora dilana hirume tare. The tuk falahu neho radilana here behahio raha visalka ite ruleila adimatu de kurseyayo ila amitora de kolhain. Kidain afku meahu mikoraila birkanacharanin biarau ilain bilain widashke ilain leilain wiatan visharyain. The resh tzadik le'ar kalatata v'kad nachtin itbarkan avachan ugmin v'kal shiragin
He explains, the exception is the blessings in the prayer service, which are the correction of their master. They both rise from below upwards and from above downwards, while the blessings that are not over the prayer rise from below upwards until they reach the non-shining light, which is Malchut, and awaken it with a force by that blessing. This awakening rises high up until it reaches the highest throne, which is Bina, the source of all life, meaning that all lights emanate from it. Other blessings that flow out from that higher source, and they meet and kiss one another. They approach and rest on the head of the righteous, that is Yesod of Zeranpin, to pour down. When they descend, the patriarchs, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Zeranpin, and the children, which are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Zeranpin, are blessed, and all their candles, which are the Sephirot of Malchut. My commentary. This pasuk may seem like a duplicate of an earlier pasuk. It is, yet it is not. Sometimes we need extra effort and passion to break the klipa over our memories. Trust the Zohar to know that this is necessary, and not to think it is a duplicate that can be skipped. It is also categorizing blessings in a way that indicates differences in how they are received by Hashem. Blessings on physical pleasures like food is one category. Blessings within prayers is another category. The pasuk is explaining how the two categories are handled in the spiritual nature in the same way, and how the natural handling is different. Learn this well. It impacts your kavanah. I'm going to stop here because we don't have the time to complete all of the verses of this section. And this is approximately halfway through. Does anyone have any questions? Our next classes will be on Saturday at 6 o'clock for Havdalah and third meal, and at 7 o'clock for another Zohar class. I hope to see you at both classes. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Good night.